KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, checking sports with the high school baseball season start time coming up just about a week or so away. IA Baseball has announced its preseason team rankings. In Class 4A, Urbandale is top rated to start the season. In Class 3A, Central DeWitt is number one. Harlan checks in at number five. In Class 2A, Van Meter is top rated. Underwood is at number 5, Trainer rated number 9. And in the Class 1A poll, Remsen St. Mary's is ranked on top. Coon Rapids Baird is in at number 8 in that preseason poll. The Iowa Senate has waded into the controversy over construction of a new $19.5 million football stadium in Des Moines. Last month, the Des Moines School Board unanimously approved the plan to partner with Drake University on a 4,000-seat stadium to serve as the home football field for the football teams from the four Des Moines area high schools and for the Drake men's and women's soccer teams. More than 7,000 people signed a petition calling for a public vote on the stadium project, but school officials say it didn't meet the legal requirement for a referendum. Senator Jake Chapman's bill seeks to force a public vote on that project.
Are we going to deny 7,000 people's right to be heard at the ballot box? It is shameful. Shameful what has happened.
Senator Zach Nunn of Bon Durant says there's better use for local option sales tax money than for a football stadium.
Have we fixed every roof in the Des Moines Public School? Have we gotten to a point where students in North or East or Lincoln or Roosevelt have the ability to learn from home with the technology that this money was intended to provide?
Senator Bill Doetzler of Waterloo says the high school's involvement have significant numbers of minority students.
It can be viewed as another slam to our minority populations of pulling something that is so central to a high school, is their football field, and putting it in a different area of a community.
A senator from Ames says state law allows schools to use sales tax revenue for athletic facilities, and the legislature shouldn't try to micromanage local school board decisions. That bill passed the Senate last night on a 47-2 vote. It's unclear if the bill has a future in the House. The Iowa Board of Regents has approved construction of a new women's soccer complex at the University of Iowa. Senior Vice President of Finance Rob Leonard says the $3.9 million project will include a new two-story, 8,400-square-foot facility.
This would be locker spaces, team room spaces, and other support spaces for the soccer program. It is a project that would be on Athletic Director Gary Barta's list of facility needs and priorities, but one that frankly would not be accomplished if it weren't for the generosity of an anonymous donor who is supporting most all of this project.
Leonard says the project is expected to take just over a year to complete. The UI soccer team currently utilizes space for locker rooms and offices at a remote location from the soccer field, the Hawkeye Tennis and Recreation Complex. The Iowa legislature has voted to forbid the use of credit cards for wagering on sports events through Iowa-based casinos. Senator Troy Bisignano of Des Moines says that's a big deal.
If you want to lose your paycheck, that's fine. I don't know how long you'll get away with that from your family, but a credit card, you can run a debt that can't possibly be paid. And so I thank the body for clarifying that. We never did legalize it, but it got to be interpreted by fantasy sports that they have been using credit cards, and this body has spoken.
Last year, lawmakers legalized sports betting to be run through the state's casinos, but Representative Mike Sexton of Rockwell City says the legislation did not specifically mention this prohibition.
We have established in the state of Iowa that you are not allowed to use credit cards for gambling, other forms of gambling.
For example, Iowa is among the 21 states that prohibit credit cards from being used to buy lottery tickets. In the few states where wagers can be backed with credit rather than cash, credit card companies treat gambling charges as a cash advance. It means there's an initial fee and interest charges begin immediately. The Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission has approved betting on e-sports through sports contests, but not at the state's casinos. DraftKings spokesman Chris Cipolla asked the commission to approve e-sport wagering through his company's contests.
E-sports are organized multiplayer video game competitions in which competitors from different teams compete against each other in tournaments and leagues, in which participants exhibit elite physical talent and skill.
Cipolla says esports have many of the same characteristics as regular sports.
Professional players receive lucrative salaries, endorsements, and prize money, and teams are sponsored by Fortune 500 companies. Esports competitions have filled the world's largest sporting arenas and are widely viewed on an international level via popular streaming mediums like Twitch and YouTube.
He cited one example of a popular esport.
Rocket League is a competitive video game where players drive vehicles that compete in a soccer match. It's cars playing soccer that are controlled by the human participants.
The commissioners approved the request to allow sports betting on games involving e-sports, and they were then asked by Iowa Gaming Commission Association President Wes Ericke to approve the same for casinos and their sports betting parlors.
You know, we believe that e-sports clearly fits well in this category for casino sports books to offer wager options on these events. They have a sanctioned governing body, the World Esports Association for the pro level, the National Association of College Esports at the collegiate level.
Assistant Attorney General Jeff Peter Zalak told commissioners that wagering on sports contests and actual sports are governed in separate sections of the law and the language doesn't match. He says the sports betting definition is very specific and doesn't include esports. That issue failed after no one made a motion on it. Peter Zalak says the casinos could petition the IRGC for a legal opinion on sports betting on esports as one option. University of Iowa senior defensive end Chauncey Golston has been named to the 2020 Lott Impact Trophy watch list. The announcement was made by the Pacific Club Impact Foundation, which is responsible for honoring the nation's best impact player at the end of the season. The 42 nominees represent the finest in college football defensive players who have had the biggest impact on their teams, both on and off the field. Impact stands for integrity, maturity, performance, academics, community, and tenacity. The Lott Impact Trophy has raised more than $1.6 million for scholarships and other youth-related charities throughout the country. Golston started all 13 games at defensive end in 2019, recording 47 tackles, including 26 solo stops and 21 assists, with 9.5 tackles for loss, 3 sacks, 1 interception, 5 pass breakups, and 7 pressures. Golston led the Big Ten and ranked 6th nationally with 3 fumble recoveries last season. He was an honorable mention All-Big Ten selection by the league coaches and media last season. Former Hawkeye linebacker and current Denver Bronco Josie Jewell won the award in 2017. A.J. Epinesa and Anthony Nelson were named to the watch list the past 2 seasons, and Desmond King was a semifinalist for the award in 2016, while James Morris was a finalist in 2013. Major League Baseball is no closer to framing an agreement for starting the season. Players have reaffirmed their stance for full prorated pay, leaving a huge gap with teams that could scuttle plans to start the coronavirus-delayed season around the 4th of July and may leave owners focusing on a schedule as short as 50 games. More than 100 players, including the union's executive board, held a 2-hour digital meeting with officials of Major League Baseball Players Association on Thursday, a day after the union's offer was rejected by Major League Baseball. Management on Sunday pitched an 82-game schedule that included a sliding scale for prorated salaries, with the richer players receiving a reduced share. The union countered on Tuesday with a 114-game schedule with prorated salaries and no adjusted scale. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has told the 32 clubs in a memo obtained by the Associated Press that coaching staffs may work from team complexes starting today. Previously, only up to 75 people per day could be at the facilities, with coaches and players not seeking treatment for injuries barred. The maximum number of club employees in each facility will be increased to 100, subject to governmental regulations and implementation of health protocols developed by the NFL's medical staffs. NASCAR is set to run its All-Star race on a Wednesday night at Charlotte Motor Speedway and added one more weeknight Cup Series race as part of its latest revised schedule through July. The All-Star race is now slated for July 15th, 2 months after it was scheduled to be run before being postponed by the coronavirus pandemic. NASCAR will keep its scheduled Twin Bill weekend later this month at Pocono Raceway. Kansas Speedway will host the Cup Series for a Thursday night race on July 23rd. Indianapolis Motor Speedway will hold the July 4th Indy NASCAR doubleheader without fans. Track officials had been optimistic it could be the first major sporting venue to have fans back in the stands this summer. Instead, the stands will be empty, much like the rest of the track, since major racing resumed in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic last month. IMS officials made the decision after consulting with local and state officials. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.